At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us at the table, we have Dr. Inyaka Nilanti, Vice President, Wellness and Clinical Services, NFL Vice Chair, National Action Alliance for Suicide Prevention. Enjoy our conversation. Take your seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I'm your host, Tommy Vincent. Dr. Inyaka Nilanti, welcome to the table. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm settling in. I'm doing great today. Yeah. I'm doing great today. I am.
So you are in the business of, we're having this conversation. Let me get this straight. So tell the people what you are a doctor of.
So I am a licensed psychologist with a sports psych background. So I have, I've been doing clinical work probably for 25 years. And so in my capacity at the, you know, so I've worked for the NFL as your VP of Wellness and Clinical Services. So providing wellness resources.
So don't be sitting here while we having this conversation trying to, you know, like read me and like diagnosing me. And so, Tommy, tell me.
I like to say, I don't diagnose, right? I'm not going to do that, but I will turn the question on you.
So how did you get in this space where you knew this was the type of career you wanted?
So I started out as an engineer. So I tell people that I had no plans on being a psychologist. Part of the reason I like engineering is because it's black and white, right? There's no gray. It's like humans are a little too gray. I can't do the inconsistencies. And so it's a space that I think picked me. I didn't pick it. My junior year in college, I did a summer internship with Boys and Girls Clubs, and the staff said, "You are not an engineer. This is what you were meant to do." Mm-hmm. And so I went back my junior year and changed my major. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think because I've had such a variety of experiences, I've always been somebody who feels other people's emotions and energy, which is not necessarily always been a good thing,
absolutely.
Right? And so I think that made it very easy for me to understand where other people were coming from. I think that was just, that's just how I'm wired. That's how I was born, which I think was both a gift and a curse as you go through the career of psychology, because you have to figure out, like, you have to be able to separate, mm-hmm, like, your stuff from the person that you're working with and making sure that you are taking care of yourself as you're trying to take care of other people. Mm-hmm. So I think it is. It's something that I kind of stumbled into, and I love the work that I do. I really love the work that I do. So
that's a skill that everyone can benefit from, because anytime you're in a relationship with other people, you can experience and feel what they're feeling. You can take on not only their emotions, but you can take on the weight that experience. So how can we engage with people, care about them, love them, but not carry the burden of their experience?
You know, I like to say my job is not to fix it. My job is to sit here with you and help you hold it, right? And then from that safe space where people are able to say things that maybe they've never said to another person, and, you know, and I don't recoil or judge or say something's wrong with you. Also understanding, you know, how do I empower you to kind of go through this and sift through it and figure out like how to kind of navigate it. But I also know it's not mine to pick up. So I like to say, yeah, your job isn't to solve. I think when we think about people who come to us and they share and we want to help, I think a lot of times our by nature, how we try to help is to solve, to stop someone from hurting, mm-hmm. to fix it, right? As opposed to saying, I'm not going to try to fix this. Like, you're hurting and it's okay that you're hurting, but I can sit here with you in it and I can hold the space for you, mm-hmm. right? And then we can figure out what's next. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that requires you to know yourself really well. And to be patient, right? And to be okay with people displaying their emotions. Because I think just by nature, sometimes, seeing those emotions can be scary for us, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. And to the point of wanting to fix people, when you care about people immediately, how can you make it go away yeah. so that it's all better yeah. for this person?
Yeah.
So you have the education, the institutional knowledge, and so you carry that with you everywhere you go. And you're still human. You're still living life, and you're not exempt from all the things that you support other people in. Are you more critical of yourself because you know that when you're just being human?
You know, I think I'm critical of myself because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. I'd probably say I'm a little neurotic, right? And so anybody who knows me knows I've got a ridiculously high standard. And so, you know, all of those things probably contribute to why I'm self-critical. I do think, you know, there's, I like to say the therapist mantra is do as I say, not as I do. And, you know, we can have the book knowledge and we know sort of what the things are that we should be doing, but it's hard to practice it all the time. Right. And just like we share to other people, you know, be self-compassion to give yourself grace. I have to work on doing the same for myself. You know, I have to make sure that I have people in my circle who, you know, can call me out and say, hey, you know, I need you to this isn't good. This is not sustainable. Let's take a beat. Let's pause. I need you to take, you know, block off. I've got a friend who blocked off my calendar and was like, you need to take a vacation. And so I think the biggest challenge is just making sure that I connect to those people, connect with those people so that they can kind of keep me grounded when I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the moment where you talked about you made when you were working at the Boys and Girls Club and you made a decision to do a pivot from your major from engineering into psychology. In that moment and knowing that we have the ability to reset and to pivot and to change our mind. But when you were in that moment, was it an easy decision or did you believe what they told you when they said you're not an engineer, you're a psychologist?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not necessarily. I knew I was miserable in engineering.
Okay.
Right? So that's one thing. I wasn't loving it. I was also a student athlete and you know, balancing engineering and athletics was a challenge. But I was miserable. I mean, that was very clear. And so, and then I had a lot of friends who were taking psychology classes. And so in some ways, I was like, okay, you know what? That makes sense. Let me at least just, that's a path. I'll follow that path. I mean, I had no idea necessarily what I would do with it. I didn't grow up in a household where we talked about those kinds of things.
Yes.
You know, my friends would probably have said that they probably would have, my friends would probably have nominated me the least likely to go back to school. Right. And so, you know.
I would have nominated myself for that, but go ahead.
You know, my friends were like, you know, going, they knew that they were going to medical school and, you know, and like I was easily the least likely to go back to school. And so, you know, my senior thesis in undergrad was a sports psychology thesis. And I didn't know that you could have a career pursuing that. Like, it didn't cross my mind. And so my first year after college, I worked in a nonprofit, worked primarily with boys. So I don't necessarily, it's only now that I can sort of look back and say, oh, I see how that piece connected to this piece, that connected to this piece. Right. It all made sense. It all makes sense now. Mm-hmm. I think then in the moment, it was more, while this is really hard, I'm also getting so much out of it that's what kind of inspired me to kind of continue to do it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I went and got a master's in sports psych. And then I knew if I didn't go ahead and get a PhD, I would probably never get one. Mm-hmm. And so then made the decision to get a PhD. And again, had no idea what that would mean. I had no plans. You know, I didn't know if I was going to go to faculty or do therapy. Like most of the people who kind of take that path have some sense of what they're
right,
going to do.
Right.
Had none. But I also made sure that with the experiences while I was in school, I always had to work. And so I made sure that those work experiences were somehow connected to what I enjoyed. So I worked as a diversity counselor at a prep school. You know, I spent some time with the track team while I was in graduate school. And so all of those pieces together now I can say, oh.
It makes sense.
That all makes sense.
Yeah.
But then I had no idea. Zero idea. So, you know, I tell folks all the time, just, you know, how do you, don't necessarily feel like you have to have it all clearly laid out. Because in some ways that might actually limit some of your options, as opposed to allowing things to be a little bit more organic, right? That doesn't say don't prepare.
Right, right,
right.
But don't be so locked in that you miss opportunities. You know, I ended up working at the prep school because I moved across the street from a school that had just laid a brand new track. And I wanted to use the track. And so I went and asked if I could use the track. And they were like, if you volunteer coach.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, they were like, hey, so we're creating this diversity counselor position based on all the work that you've done. We would love you to help us create that. And so, you know, just again, now all of those pieces make sense. Then it was trying to figure out how do I sort of, you know, get the most out of whatever this experience is right now.
There is a push, at least this is what I feel happening, this push to destigmatize mental health. And for it to be something that is just like as if you're taking care of your body in the gym or taking care of just your wellness in general, that this is something that we need to make normal. Do you think it's working?
So let's back up. So I think these are two different conversations, right?
Okay.
So I think the conversation about destigmatizing mental health, sometimes I cringe when I hear that.
Okay.
Because to me, mental health in and of itself doesn't have a stigma.
Okay.
It's when we equate mental health to mental illness.
I got you.
That the stigma comes up, right?
Yes.
Like mental health is just like physical health. We all have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in and of itself, it doesn't have a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of it is trying to figure out how do we make sure that we understand the entire spectrum mm-hmm. of mental health, right? Mm-hmm. We all have mental health, but depending on the day, I may be at any point on that continuum, mm-hmm. right? It's from excelling and thriving all the way to being in crisis.
Yes.
And so what I try to encourage people to do, and I tell this to players, I tell this to even family, you know, especially as athletes, they wake up in the morning and they know where they are physically, right? Okay, this hurts a little bit. That might inform how I practice or how I stretch. And we did the same thing from a mental health perspective. Okay, where am I mentally today? Okay, today I'm struggling. Why? That self-awareness, that's what I mean. That's what I think about when I think, hey, we need to be prioritizing our mental health, right? So making sure that we are thinking about it and being intentional about it just as we are in physical health. So I do love this idea of, you know, because a lot of times when they say, let's destigmatize mental health, they're saying, let's be comfortable talking about, you know, therapy and anxiety and depression. But there's an approach where you can say, well, what does it mean to every single day be intentional about?
There's a whole range.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I do think that there's more stigma around, you know, again, mental illness and anxiety and depression. And how do we help to decrease that so that people are more willing to seek help? But I think there's a way that we can integrate just a conversation about where we are from a mental health perspective, that entire continuum, because that allows us to be intentional and proactive. And then maybe we don't get to the anxiety and the depression, right? It helps to inform just our lifestyle, integrating mental health in our lifestyle, period.
And I'm glad you brought that up because visually, I'm seeing a scale in my head, a scale where you could, like, we wake up and today I could be at a 1, tomorrow I could be at a 5. And the higher the number goes, I'm moving towards crisis. And I don't know that we approach life that way. We'll allow for ourselves to get to the crisis before we tap into, I need to pull back here and address this area of my life. So I appreciate you calling that out so that we can actually see there's a progression to this thing. And if we can see it that way, we can do a better job of taking care of our mental wellness.
And I think that that's where it is, right? To say, because
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of us aren't aware of our mental health until there is a crisis,
mm-hmm.
right? And now we are trying to dig ourselves out of a hole, as opposed to saying, if I can be thoughtful about my mental health at every, and you know, when things are great, okay, what did I do yesterday that allowed to where, you know, I feel like, oh, I can take on the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you know, was it a conversation with a supportive friend? Was it because I went out for a run? And so, because those are the things that we can do. Also, maybe I need to do more of that. Right, so that's going to keep me here. But most of the time, we don't even become aware of where we are from a mental health perspective until it's that, until we're in the red, mm-hmm. is where I like to say it, right? If we think about it from green to yellow to red, mm-hmm. right? And so that's what I think about when I think, okay, let's really work on normalizing mm-hmm. the conversation around mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Not about necessarily therapy. I think everybody needs to be on Somebody's couch,
yeah.
right? Like, I think therapy is a thing. Let's be clear. But what I try to tell players is, if you can work with somebody on your mental health at that before it's a crisis, that's truly performance enhancement,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. I think when we think about wellness, and you know, part of the challenge with wellness is that that's become a trending topic. And so now you get so much sort of some commercialization and all those kinds of things that sort of get wrapped up into it. So, you know, when I think about it, let's really think about what it means at its core, right? And thinking about wellness is, again, this holistic approach versus a product or, you know, I don't know.
Just because it's pop, because it's the thing.
It's the thing right
this
now.
This is the thing.
It's the thing right now.
Yeah.
I know that.
I have my own personal experience. With depression. So for me, it's not a thing. It's real. So I recognize the importance of it and how no one taught me to tap into my life that way. And I watched so many women growing up living life depressed. And I know that now just because of my own experience. But when I seeing how the whole house would be just in disarray or not getting out of the bed, as a kid, that type of stuff used to make me angry at the adults in my mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, what the heck is wrong with
yeah.
you? We need to eat. We need to, you know, all these
Absolutely.
Things. But now I realize, oh, this is what was
Absolutely.
Happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I know it's real. It's not made up. Because a lot of Absolutely. People think some people are just
no
pretending at this state of mind. So this is very real to me. And it's very important to me that people address it. Because we deserve to know ourselves well enough that when we don't have to get to crisis. I don't have to be laid out in the bed for days before I am like, okay, Tommy, you know yourself well enough
yeah.
to know
yeah.
it's time for you to chill, or You need an extra appointment on the couch.
Absolutely. Right.
Whatever it takes.
Absolutely. And I think that that's, you know, and it's interesting because I, it's not uncommon, and especially with audiences of color, mm-hmm. right, and women of color, mm-hmm. it is not uncommon for me to do a presentation and say, hey, from a diagnostic perspective, DSM diagnosis, you know, here are the symptoms of depression. And after someone pulls me aside and says, I've got 8 of the 10 of those and never knew that that's what that was. I thought that that's just how I feel. And I think that's where we really, that's the challenge. I think that's where we've missed the boat in terms of how do we make sure that everyone has mental health literacy?
Yes.
Right? Because if everyone has mental health literacy, then it allows me to know every point on that continuum and measure that against where I am, as opposed to this is just the norm. Mm-hmm. Right? And so when people say, oh, I didn't know I could feel better. I didn't know I was supposed to feel better. Mm-hmm. Because no one ever sort of helped me to think about it from that angle.
Yeah, we normalize
right?
it.
It's, right?
Yes.
And so we normalize struggle. And especially if someone who grew up in a depressed household who mm-hmm. also, and we know that depression is genetic, mm-hmm. right? And so who they might also have some of the genetic predisposition. And so you think this is normal versus, oh, wait. These are all the ways that someone can feel. Mm-hmm. And here are the symptoms. Wait, so I'm, you know, I've spent most of my life in the struggling category. That's not normal. Mm-hmm. Or that's not, you know, and I sort of put normal in quotes.
Yes.
But
yes,
do you know what I mean? And I think that's where the conversations about, you know, how you feel and giving language to emotion. And, you know, and again, knowing what that continuum looks like, I think that's where we can then sort of say, how do I create a plan to make sure that I am taking care of myself? And then also that, you know, I'm encouraging the people around me to take care of themselves and to be aware of some of these things.
Mm-hmm. We're coming to the end of our conversation, but I feel like we can't put a bow on our conversation because you talked about there are ways that you can identify that you are, you know, dealing with depression and there are actual things we can look at. So I would love for you to come back for a part 2 if you're willing at some point in time, because it's important to me for people to get this information, have the language around how they're feeling and being able to move to this place where they can really move in a space of healing. So if you're willing, I would love to see when we could get you back on the calendar for a part 2, because this is really important to me. Like I said, it's my own personal story and people deserve to be well.
Oh, no question. I would love to. Would love to.
I thank you so much for taking time to come and join me here. I know that you have a lot of things you could be doing, but you're here with me and I do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being here with you. So thank you. I feel honored.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.